HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
Hello and welcome to HealthyLife.net. You're listening to your host, Tim Ryan, and you're listening to The Mystic Monk Show, where I talk about everything from fitness to metaphysics and recovery. I'm also an artist, so if you enjoy original artwork and are into nice, brilliant color combinations, feel free to go to my website at mysticmonkcartoons.com. Or you can also go to my Facebook or Instagram page at Mystic Monk Cartoons. If we're talking about anything you have questions about or you have comments, please feel free to go to my email at mysticmonk509@gmail. Before I forget, I want to thank Jay for helping us out today with the technical aspects of the show. He's the man, and I just want to appreciate what he does for us. So, people, peace and blessings to you. You know, today more than ever, people are struggling to stay sane in this insane world. You know, I've shared with you before that I believe that exercise is going to be one of the best ways to help calm people and get clarity and improve that all-around health. I mean, basically almost all entertainment has been taken from us. I mean, you can't go to the movies, you can't go to the zoo, you can't go to the museum, can't even go to a nice restaurant. They've taken exercise away from us at the gyms, and we can't go to church. So if you're feeling a little crazy and a little pent up and having issues, join the crowd. But today we're going to talk about one of the exercises that I believe can help get you honed in on that centering, and it's the practice of Tai Chi. So without further ado, what I'd like to do is I'm honored to have a guest today with me. She's a master of Tai Chi. She also happens to be one of my six lovely sisters. And so she's been teaching Tai Chi for the last 38 years and practicing. So I'd like to introduce you to my sister, Suzanne Roth. Hi, Sue. How are you doing today?
Hi, Tim. I'm doing great. And I want to thank you for the honor of sharing Tai Chi with your listeners. And thank you for asking me.
Well, of course. It's an honor to have you. So let's get right to it. So you've been training for 38 years, and you've been teaching for 30. That's impressive.
Yes, it's been a lifetime of pleasure, especially teaching, which is a joy. It's a joy to see people grow and to pass on this this art that I love so much.
That's awesome. So for people who don't know Tai Chi, other than going passing by a park and seeing a bunch of people doing some slow movements in the morning or afternoon, can you tell people what Tai Chi is and kind of a little bit of the background where it kind of came from? Can you help us with that?
All right. The full name is Tai Chi Chuan. And literally, it means supreme ultimate boxing. Tai Chi is an internal martial art that originated in China several hundred years ago. Tai Chi functions to circulate the Qi, to promote health and longevity. It involves deep abdominal breathing, coordinated with slow dance movements that are called a form, and do have their basis in martial arts principles. Now, there are martial forms of Tai Chi that involve earning belts and in competition, but that's not the goal of Tai Chi that I trained in. For us, it is an internal martial art with the goal of relaxation, grounding, freeing of the energy or the chi, harmonizing the yin and yang, and inner peace. There is an interesting story about the origins of Tai Chi that really are at the level of myth, because if these are just stories passed down from one generation to the next, but there was a monk at Shaolin Monastery, looking out the top window down to the courtyard below, and he observed a battle going on between a snake and a crane. The crane was hungry, and it would dive down at full speed, and just at the last moment, the snake would recoil and retreat. And then the crane would back up and come diving down. And again, at the last moment, the snake would recoil and retreat. And this went on for hours. And finally, the crane was getting tired, and it dived down, and the snake did not retreat, but reached up and snapped the neck of the crane. And this inspired the monk to develop the art of what was called yielding theory, the idea that you sink back and gather your energy, and when the timing is right, then you move forward and overcome your opponent. So the story is that for hundreds of years, the emperors kept the secret of Tai Chi to themselves because they wanted to use it in battle and wanted to have the upper hand over the enemy. But eventually, around the 1800s, they decided to share this knowledge with the people. And that's why when you go to China, you see everywhere practicing Tai Chi, and they start like around age 5. And the promise is health and longevity, and the Chinese have more old people still practicing Tai Chi than most countries in the world. So basically, that's what Tai Chi is.
That's awesome. It probably doesn't hurt that they have a better diet than we do.
I imagine so.
So how did you get introduced to Tai Chi? I mean, were you just walking through the park one day and saw someone doing Tai Chi, or did you have a friend go, hey, I'm going to this Tai Chi class, would you like to join me? And not only did you get introduced to Tai Chi, but I know
guessed it right. I was at a friend's house, and she told me she had started studying this movement form called Tai Chi, and I said, well, show me some of it. And she started moving, and there was this great Tibetan bells music on the recorder, and I was mesmerized, and I thought to myself, I really want to do this someday. I was so attracted. I was a dancer, studying modern art, modern dance, and I just wanted to do it. But it was 7 years before my life and circumstance and timing was right before I found the right teacher, and he was excellent and taught not only the form of Tai Chi, and the form is just a choreographed series of movements, a dance, if you will, and he also talked a lot about his master teacher, Hubert Louis. And he would imitate his Chinese accent and say, sink lower, sink lower. And so anyway, he invited me to come to San Francisco with his wife to attend a reunion of former students of Mr. Louis, who had started off in Chicago and had about 500 students throughout the city. And my teacher, Donald Payne, was his assistant. So when Mr. Louis retired, He moved to San Francisco, and his students, his most loyal students, got scattered around the country. Some of them did follow him to San Francisco, and I live in Chico, which is not that far from San Francisco, and that's where Donald landed. So anyway, he invited me to come to San Francisco for a friend's reunion for a week of Tai Chi with Mr. Louis and many of his former students. And it was an amazing experience practicing with him, because even though I was a beginner, I'd only been studying for 6 months, I could follow him. I felt like my body was being pulled around the room, and I could feel like champagne bubbles popping in my center. And it was an overwhelming experience, and it was the first time I'd actually felt the chi, which takes a while to develop when you're first starting to practice. And I felt such joy and peace that it made me believe what my teacher had been telling me that this was a way to be healthy and relax, because I was a hyper person.
Kind of runs in the family, right?
Yeah. So, you know, our mother was always moving and downing 10 cups of coffee a day. I think I learned from her that you don't sit down. And I was pretty hyperadrenalized. My chi was way out of balance. So
when you say you felt the chi,
yes.
How can you describe that to the listeners? Like, what that is? It a warm feeling? Is it tingling? Is it
okay.
Does it start in your belly? Is it your feet? You know what I mean? Like, just something that they can relate to.
Okay. First of all, in talking to other practitioners, people have different experiences of what the chi feels like. Some people see colors.
Oh.
Some people get tremendous warmth, especially in their hands. My main experience is I feel like I'm moving through a substance, like the air is thick, and that it's actually holding up my arms. And as I am moving into the movement, doing the expressive part of the movement, I feel an electric tingling in my hands, and they sometimes even shake.
That's crazy.
And I remember Mr. Louis, his hands would really shake when he was coming forward into the yang part of the movement, the aggressive part. And I had never seen that before, and I thought he had Parkinson's disease.
Right, he was coming down with something.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tom and I have been doing the martial arts for a long time, and we're both black belts, and so our style is an external martial arts, where yours is an internal martial arts, or what we call soft style.
Right.
And so we believe that the chi resides about 2 inches below the navel, and that we don't use the chi as much. We use it for combat more, and we use the chi, we generate that chi, especially when you're trying to break a brick or break boards. You feel the chi before you even hit the board, and you visualize it already broken. But that's almost the opposite of what you're describing now to us. And that's awesome. I wanted to ask you a quick question, because I hadn't asked you this before. What did you call your teacher? Like, my instructor, Sifu Chris, so we called him Sifu. Is that what you called your instructor, was a Sifu or no?
We ended up, and when I called him Mr. Louis, and that's, he did not want to have an idea of being greater than anyone. His preaching, if you will, was about humility, and he was always telling us to depress our ego, to when we would start the form, standing, he would say, send your ego away someplace nice. You can pick it up at the end of the class.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's awesome.
And he'd say, smash your ego into mashed potatoes.
Oh, wow. That's
and he would use the Taoist philosophy of nonviolence, non-competitiveness, humility, and peace. And he would say things like, why is the sea the king of all waters? Because it lies lower than all the others.
Wow, that's nice. I like that. You know, it's also, isn't it the middle way, right?
It's what?
Well, it's known as the middle way, right? Not getting too high, not getting too low, but staying
right
in the center.
Right.
Which is kind of the opposite of the external martial arts and especially these people that are training in the MMA styles these days, they don't have, right? They don't have the kind of training that you have. And our training was similar in that we were really not allowed to talk about our martial arts. In fact, my Sifu called it credit card martial arts. So you only took it out when you needed it and you needed to charge it. So, but there's always, you know, you can always get out of a fight most of the time. I mean, unless you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But that's awesome. And so it sounds like he really woke up the inner warrior in you, huh?
It is considered an inner warrior path, and your opponent is yourself.
Mm.
It is the negative voice. It is the anger that we carry. He would talk about things like the strong yield to the weak. So when you're in an argument with someone, say the words that are the hardest to say, which are, maybe you are right.
Oh, wow. That's
and
a tough one.
Yeah, that
sounds like recovery to me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Maybe you are right. And then the other thing he would say to sort of sweeten the reality of that was, oh, geez, it just flew out of my mind.
That's right, it'll fly back.
The strong yield to the weak.
Yes.
Well, so that if you're in that argument and you say maybe you are right, you are really following a higher path than the person that you are sparring with, if
right.
you will. And so...
So instead of don't wish them ill, wish them consciousness, is that kind of...
Well,
kinda like that?
I hadn't heard that expression. Wish them well.
So don't wish them ill. Wish them consciousness.
Yeah, that would be good.
It sounds like kind of the same philosophy.
That would be good.
Right. It's challenging to do, man, once your ego gets involved. And
right.
You talked about the anger. And everyone's mad, man. I don't know how much you've gone out in public lately, but everyone's mad. And the challenge with being mad is that it's really just comes from fear.
Mm-hmm.
So fear turns into anger. And so that's why everyone's running around all agitated. And this sounds like a great practice for people who are trying to find some calm, some clarity, maybe release.
There are many benefits.
Okay. So we're going to go on a break really quickly, and we're going to talk about some of those benefits when we come back. We've been talking to Tai Chi Master, my dear sister Suzanne, and we'll be right back. You've been listening to The Mystic Monk Show. Thank you.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back to HealthyLife.net. You're listening to The Mystic Monk Show, and today we're talking about Tai Chi and how the practice of Tai Chi can maybe help you get centered, bring some clarity to your life, calm you down, and be a certain health benefit to you. So I'm talking to my sister, Suzanne Roth. She's going to tell you a little bit more about her practice of Tai Chi. All right, Sue, so what does your practice look like during the day, or is it daily? Is it an hour a day? What does that look like?
I get up and have breakfast first, and most days I have time to practice. So the first thing I do is a standing meditation called horse dance that you do in a semi-squat position. Depending on how strong your legs are, how low you can go. And you do it with a straight back. And then your arms are held out in front of you as though you were hugging a tree. And then...
How long are you doing that for?
Pardon me?
How long are you doing this for?
I'm up to 20 minutes.
That's good.
I just use it to meditate during that time. But you also start accumulating chi. And then I do three forms. These were all created by Mr. Louis, who took movements from existing forms and formulated his own choreography. And he called it the PhD form for patience, humility, and determination, which are the qualities you need to acquire the discipline, but also virtues that you acquire along the way to feed your spirit. So those three forms that I do, in increasing level of difficulty. The last one I think you'd really enjoy because there's spin kicks and a lot of punches, and it's a more vigorous, faster form. And when I'm done, I feel centered, grounded, energized, and happy.
So you were telling me yesterday about how you ground, like how you feel that your roots go all the way down to the ground, your fingers go down to the ground, and then how does that relate with the chi? Because both of us know what chi is, but someone out there might not know what chi actually is.
Well, first I'll explain that, and then I'll talk about grounding. How about that?
Okay.
So, what is chi? We know that from the particle physicists that all energy in the universe, from the most microscopic level, like subatomic particles, to the planets and the galaxies, it's all one energy. And the Chinese call it chi. And I think, although I'm not quite knowledgeable enough, I've never taken yoga, but I know they use the word prana. And so I've always assumed that prana and chi are different ways of identifying this energy. And so every living thing, especially humans, have chi running through their body. They have, it runs in channels called meridians. And have you ever had acupuncture?
Yes, yes, it's based off the meridians flow.
You know where they put the needles? They put the needles in, and you might feel an electric charge. Did you ever feel anything?
Oh, yeah, especially around the low back and the knees and the fingers, yeah.
And so I always explain to my students, if you think of a body alive, and then think of that body dead, what is missing? What has happened? The heart is still there, the blood is still there, the brain is still there, but your life force is gone. Your spirit, your psyche, gone. Somewhere else, lots of thoughts throughout the ages, philosophers and saints about what happens to that when you die. But so your chi flows through your body, and there are two manifestations of it, the yin and the yang. And in Tai Chi, we ground and harmonize those two forces. The yin is like if soft and yielding and dark and slow, and the yang is fast and bright and sharp and straight. And we all get out of balance with our two energies. Like if you're too yin, you lay around, you can't get off the couch, you can't get motivated. And if you're too young, you run around like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to focus.
Balance, right?
So the act of grounding, as we do it in Tai Chi, is you stand with your feet shoulder width apart, and you focus your will, your mind, your attention, and your chi in what we call the sea of energy, the Dantian, which you and I have talked about, knowing about that it's a few inches below your navel, and then deep inside where your fingers cross is your center or your Dantian. And then we, excuse me, and then we imagine a large root called the Hara root dropping down from the center to the center of the earth. And then rootlets coming off of that great root, spiraling down your legs, through your feet, into the earth, sinking and branching like a giant tree. And then as you stand there, you squat down, driving your fingers as though they could penetrate into the earth. That's the out-breath. And then you inhale, coming up to standing, and let your arms come away from the body. And then you go down again, exhaling as you sink, and inhaling as you rise. And then you cup your palms, and you start drawing the energy up to your heart, and turning the palms and pressing them down as you sink. And then from there, what I teach and what I practice is Qigong, which we haven't talked about yet.
Well, you know what we're going to do, Sue? We're going to talk about Qigong after we take another quick break. So you've been listening to Suzanne Roth, and we are talking about Tai Chi. This is the Mystic Monk Show. We're going to be right back. Thank you.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back to HealthyLife.net. You're listening to Tim Ryan and the Mystic Monk Show, and today we've been exploring the exercise known as Tai Chi, and we've been talking to a Tai Chi master, actually one of my sisters, Suzanne Roth, and before she left, we were talking about Chi, and we were talking about the different styles of Tai Chi, and one of the styles that's also an internal martial arts is called Qigong. And can you explain what that is and if there are any differences between Qigong and Tai Chi, or is it just kind of they meld into one style, kind of?
All right. So Tai Chi is actually considered to be a form of Qigong.
Oh.
When I teach or practice in Tai Chi practice, as I have evolved with it, I begin with Qigong, where you're standing in one place and you're performing these movements where they're stretches, where you inhale and then as you do the stretch, you're blowing out and blowing out and blowing out, and when all your air is out, you release the posture and you can feel what's called the jin of your tendons and your chi recoiling without you're actually doing the movement yourself. They just draw back in. And you do this, the form I practice is called the eight brocades. And there's actually an ancient drawing of the Buddha. And he has both palms stretched up over his head with the fingers pointing towards each other. And that is actually one of the movements that we do. And they have names like draw the bow. You can imagine what that looks like. And holding up the sky. And so what Qigong does is it opens up the energy pathways. It clears out the stuck chi that gets stuck from, you know, like working too long on a computer, driving around with the kids screaming in the car, you know, stress and tension, and then infectious disease. So following that, then we go into the Tai Chi form where you actually harmonize the yin and the yang that we talked about. The various movements are designed to blend those two so that they look like the you look like the image of the Tai Chi symbol, you know, mm-hmm. with the two fish, the dark with the light center and the light with the dark center. That symbol is called the Tai Chi, and it stands for the blending of the yin and the yang. And then there are other forms of Tai Chi, which we haven't talked about, but does that answer your question about
yes.
what Qigong is and what grounding is?
Yes, definitely. It sounds like a lot of people need some grounding right now.
Oh,
right.
Yes, Tim.
So one of the reasons we're doing the show today for listeners out there who are trying to figure out what they can do now that everything that they've ever liked to do basically has been taken away from them. How can they get centered? And it sounds like Tai Chi is one of those great exercises that you can do in the park, 6 feet apart from everybody, and you don't need a lot of equipment, and you don't need to have like years of training if you have a good master. So what are some of the benefits that someone that is looking for a new workout, like the body, mind, spirit benefits that obviously, beside the effect of releasing stress, people can look for?
You are absolutely right, Tim, that this is something that people can do outdoors. I practice with my students right now outside, 6 feet apart, and we get the benefits of being outdoors with the fresh air. And so some of the benefits of Tai Chi is the integration of the body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
through relaxation of the body, the mind, and the spirit, first you clear the mind, focusing only on the movement that's coordinated with the breath. So the mind rests. Then the body relaxes through the gentle movements of the Tai Chi form, and physically, as you go through practice after practice, you improve your balance, your flexibility, your coordination, and your strength. And finally, there is the relaxation of your spirit. So the Tai Chi masters say, as you move, so shall your spirit be. If you move in quietude and gentleness, with love in your heart and a desire for peace, you are feeding your spirit. So your spirit will grow over time, and you will actually be transformed. One of the great benefits of Tai Chi, taught by my master, who said, Qi is love energy, and it is the Chinese tradition that the master loves his or her students like they were family. And I was really trained in that. There was such a loving model for my experience of Tai Chi, and that is what I have encouraged among my students. And it's one of my joys to see how much they love each other, they share their lives, it's a community.
Mm-hmm. Which people need right now more than anything is...
Oh, don't we? We need each other.
We just need we need to be able to bond together, man. And that's one of the things I miss about having a gym is the community that our brother Tom, created was this community of people. And there's really nowhere to go to get that community anymore, especially now. I mean, we've stripped the churches and the gyms and anything that looks like gathering, and we're kind of herd animals, we need that.
Yeah.
We need that. You know, it's funny. I used to think, oh man, I could go out without having people around. And now that I don't have people around, I'm like, man, I miss my people for sure. I definitely miss my people. And this sounds like a good way to get together with people and do, anytime you're doing something with like-minded people with the same purpose, kind of like, recovery programs are, that's right now one of my biggest communities that I can draw back onto without having my peeps at the gym. So, what we're going to do is we're going to go on our last break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, Tai Chi and with my sister. And we're going to also talk about maybe how you can find a Tai Chi practice and how you can start one on your own. So you've been listening to the Mystic Monk Show. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Inspiration and motivation is just a podcast away at hrnradio.com.
And welcome back to the healthylife.net. You're listening to the Mystic Monk Show with Tim Ryan, and you're talking about Tai Chi today with my sister. And she's been teaching Tai Chi for about 30 years, practicing for 8. So it's a total of 38 years of Tai Chi practice. And when we left, she was talking about community, of having going somewhere and having people that you support and they support you. And I know you had mentioned that the more practitioners that are doing the exercise with you, the more chi that can be generated. How does that work?
Yes.
Real quick.
Yes. For example, when... 3 times a year I would gather with a larger group from throughout the country of people who did Mr. Louis' form. And we would, he had already passed, and we would teach each other. So say of the 40 people that would come, 20 of them, half of them, would be Tai Chi teachers. And the longer you practice Tai Chi, the more energy, the more Chi you accumulate, and you improve your skill of circulating that through your body and out into the world. So when we gather and move together all in one breath, all doing the same thing, very slowly and meditatively, the chi of all of us together is greater than just one person. We share in that energy. We share in that love energy. And so we grow. And I always feel when I gather with that larger group that I am my finest self. And I feel the years drop away. And every minute is joy. So practicing together is really essential. And so is your private practice. So you can bring something to the table and you can, you're not going to go to Tai Chi class every day. Often it's just once or twice a week. So you need to learn enough so that you can practice on your own, but you never want to give up that group experience.
It's kind of like what was Jesus said when two or more gathered in my name?
Yes.
Right, it's the same concept. It's that energy. We live in a vibrational universe, and the more vibrations in the same place is going to raise that vibration, right? And that's what we're about, right? We're trying to raise the vibration of this planet because we need that right now, especially now that the shift is here. And so for people who are just like, wow, this sounds like a good practice. This sounds like something I'd be into. What's a good way for someone to start or find a Tai Chi practice near them or even like a video? How can they do that? Do you have any information that can help these listeners?
Well, one thing I can tell them is that there is a ton of stuff on YouTube. If you just Google Tai Chi on YouTube, you're going to come up with more options than you can imagine. There are hundreds of different Tai Chi forms. If you want to dip into the one that I teach, there is, you searched on H.H. Lui, L-U-I, or I believe a friend of mine, Nora Privitera, P-R-I-V-I-T-E-R-A, Privitera, has a video of our form. But I'll tell you, it's really challenging learning Tai Chi from a video.
Yes, I can imagine.
You want to find a class if you can. And I'd start with your local rec district. Right now, they might not be having regular classes, but I know several Tai Chi teachers that are on Zoom. And once again, it's hard to learn that way, but it's way better than trying to learn on your own. And then I don't know what else I could recommend, except I do say if you go and try something out, you try a Google class, if you don't end up at the end of the session with more peace and more joy, and if the teacher is not warm, find another one.
That sounds like good advice.
Yeah, you should. My students come in and they have the weight of the day on their shoulders. And when they leave, they're smiling and laughing.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that attracted me to my training is, and now I'm a chi junkie.
There's nothing like a little endorphin, serotonin, and dopamine to raise that vibration, right?
Yeah. Great drug combination.
It's a good drug combination. That's why they call it dope. So, right. So the nice thing about this Tai Chi is that, again, you can do it outside. You don't need a lot of equipment. You can just wear some loose clothes. You don't have to buy a uniform or anything. It sounds like it's fairly inexpensive for some people to start, and also that you don't have to be, you know, this 20-year-old athlete to do it. Anyone can do it. Just get off the couch and start moving that body around. And those are all benefits right now, especially for this planet and for these people trying to get sane and sanity and clarity and just peace of mind, for God's sakes, because we need that right now on this planet, you guys. And so I want to thank my sister, Suzanne Roth, for enlightening us on the practice of Tai Chi and how it works and the benefits. It's just been an amazing, amazing time. And I just want to say how much I love my sister and my family. And I want to make sure that we raise this vibration and that we make sure that we're beneficial presence on the planet and that we lift all these people up that need lifting up. And I want to thank you for doing that today with us, Suzanne.
Thank you, Tim, for having me. It was great. I really enjoyed it. Well, and I hope all your listeners are inspired to at least check Tai Chi out as a way of restoring sanity and peace of mind.
Amen. All right, dear. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
You too, Tim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So thanks for listening to the Mystic Monk Show. Peace and blessings to you all. Welcome to the shift. The Age of Aquarius is here. Have a blessed day. Go help somebody. It might help you. Have a beneficial, be a beneficial presence on the planet. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.